This podcast contains some explicit language and imagery. If you don't like that, you may want to skip to another episode.
Here's the spoiler warning. Several utterly surreal things happen in the book, but you find out at the very end that what had actually happened is that the person is in purgatory, that the person is dead. I would call it magical realism. The sergeant was looking into his black notebook. "That was O'Fearsa," he said at last. "His figure is only 23%. "He's 23% bicycle," I said. "Yes."
You're listening to Anything But Silent from the British Library. In the last episode, we conjured up stories of magic and the paranormal, from an occult library in Glastonbury to ghost hunting the stacks in Evansville, Indiana. In this mini-episode, we'll be speaking to an author, podcaster, and lover of the surreal. Joining the library today is Blind Boy.
"You do not mean to say that these bicycles eat food? They were never seen doing it. Nobody ever caught them with a mouthful of steak. All I know is that the food disappears." "What?" "It is not the first time I have noticed crumbs at the front wheels of some of these gentlemen." My name is Blind Boy Boat Club. I'm an author. The book that I chose this week, kind of tying in with the theme of magic or the occult, it's a book called The Third Policeman by Flann O'Brien. The Third Policeman it's an incredibly surreal murder mystery that is set in Ireland in the late 1930s. I think it is years and years ahead of comedy and literature. It's the first book ever for me personally as an artist that made me laugh out loud. It's the first piece of art that allowed me to find my artistic voice. The central character, the narrator, whose name we never really find out, him and his friend murder an old man for money, and then his friend who he murdered the old man with is stashing the money and won't tell the narrator where it is. So it eventually ends with him confronting him about it. And then all of a sudden there's a flash of light and things become ever slightly so different. Little things aren't right, like houses. They're three-dimensional, but they're also one-dimensional at the same time. There's little intricacies of reality that are different, but we, the reader, are just going along with it. It's written in the style of the unreliable narrator. So it's narrated by someone that you can't fully trust. It would have been written quite closely after Einstein's theory of atoms became publicly known. A central theme of the book is how people in rural Ireland slowly turn into bicycles through the exchange of atomic molecules. The narrator describing certain people as being, 60% bicycle or 70% bicycle, depending on how the atoms of the person on the bike end up intertwining. So you end up with human beings whose personalities are largely bicycle. Postmen, for instance, when a postman is almost 90% bicycle, you'll find that they'll be staggering home a lot at night time. They'll be unable to stand straight. They'll suddenly need to run towards something to grab because a bicycle needs to keep moving all the time. But then the postman's bicycle is back in the kitchen, all of a sudden very near a plate of sandwiches, or the bicycle finds itself near a fire. So the bicycle is mostly man and the postman is mostly bicycle. He uses Einsteinian physics to try and describe it, but ultimately what he's describing is just the condition of being drunk. It's like someone looking at a drunk postman walking home at night time down a country road and deciding that the reason that postman is staggering and can't stay still is not because they've been drinking, but because of the complex exchange of molecules between that postman and the bicycle. It was a beautiful, surreal way to describe the mundane. Flann O'Brien's brother was my family doctor, where I grew up in Limerick, okay? And he would often speak about his brother, who was a writer. So because of that, Flann's books would have started to appear in my house. My brothers would read them and my parents would read them. And from a young age, I would hear stories such as the atomic theory of the bicycle. Regarding magic and the occult and this particular book and why it's relevant to me. So like when you're a teenager and you're creatively sensitive, we'll say, you know, if you love art of any description, whether it be music or painting or whatever, and when you're starting to get to the age where you're finding who you are as a human being, when I started to read Flann, in particular The Third Policeman, and I remember the fucking moment because I burst into tears. The moment was when I read the Atomic Theory of the Bicycle as it's written in The Third Policeman. I had to put the book down and I was overwhelmed with tears. And they weren't tears with sadness. They were tears of having been so close to what I view to be absolute and utter perfection in art. To have been in that space for the first time moved me to fucking tears and it shook every bone in my body. But the important thing was, Flann, he was Irish. He was writing in the way that I speak. He was talking about country roads that I know. He was describing the Irish countryside. He was describing characters that I know. It was me. As a young artist then, what it made me feel like was, oh shit, this art is making my heart vibrate the same way that Bob Dylan's art does, or Kate Bush's art does, or Tom Waits' art does. But this lad's Irish. And all of a sudden then a gate was open for me where it made me feel like I could participate. If you put a gun into my mouth and said, put this book in the post and send it to one person, Nicholas Winding Refn, because I'd like to see him direct the Third Policeman film.
Thanks to Blind Boy, who picked out The Third Policeman by Brian O'Nolan, writing under the pen name Flann O'Brien. It was written in 1939 and published in 1967. We'd love to hear about the writing that made you. Perhaps there's a library book you loved so much you struggled to take it back. Get in touch at British Library on social media and use the hashtag AnythingButSilent. Anything But Silent is a Pixiu production for the British Library. Thanks for listening.